I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to this awesome news about Disney and why corporate America sucks. Is the GOP, at least at the state level, learning how to play offense? We have all kinds of good news here, but I want to get to something else first real quick. The Uvalde school shooting. We got word in the beginning that the cops didn't go in. The cops wouldn't go in. And then eventually we were told the door was locked and they couldn't get in. We were told they were outgunned. We were told many, many, many things. I'm going to play for you. They had a Senate special committee today because they've been looking into it. This is the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety. I want you to sit back and listen to this. It's aggravating, nauseating. I don't know another word to say it. It makes me want to choke somebody. So here's what happened, and I just want to make sure I bring this home. 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds locked in a classroom with a madman who's executing them. What does that sound like? Can you wrap your mind around what that sounds like? What are they saying? What noises are those children making? What's the madman doing? How loud is that weapon? I want you to think about that while you listen to this.
That the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
The on-scene commander. Let's set him aside. We're going to set him aside for just a moment here, because everyone's crushing that guy today. And all that's warranted, right? That guy should go to trial. That guy should be put on trial. Forget resignations and firings. You stopped your men. You ordered your men not to go in for an hour you listen to 10-year-olds being executed, you should be placed on trial. So let's set the on-scene commander aside for a moment. I realize leadership is one of those things that either, I believe that either God gave it to you or he didn't. It's just one of those things I've always believed. And most people aren't, right? Because you can't have everyone leading. Obviously, there's only a few of them. However, fellas, if someone orders you not to go save dying children, don't think for a moment that's an excuse for you to not go save dying children. If I'm standing in a hall with an AR-15 in my hands, shoot, if I'm standing in the hall with a slingshot in my hands and my commander tells me I'm not allowed in, he better physically find a way to stop me from going in. Because, brother, it's time to go get in a gunfight. I don't understand what happened here, and I'm going to move on from this, but I only want to say this, and this is my whole point in bringing this up and talking about all this. I'm now officially suspicious. You know I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I don't do it. I've never done it. I feel like I have an obligation to bring to you information that I know is accurate. So even when the latest conspiracy theory about something comes out, and you're like, Jesse, why won't you talk about me being abducted by aliens? I always want to wait and watch and listen and let it all shake out. So I make sure when I'm telling you something, it's something you can trust. So you don't look like an idiot when you go repeat it to all your friends. I know lots of cops. I'm friends with lots of them. Just, we speak the same language. I just get along with a lot of cops. I don't know a single cop. I know big city cops and small town cops, and I don't know a single cop who would stand there in the hallway while a madman is murdering 10-year-olds for an hour. I don't know one that I think would do that. And yet we apparently have an entire department of them in Uvalde. I'm not about to make a point here or produce some kind of theory, but you can officially count me as being very suspicious that something else happened here. What that is, I don't know, but it doesn't make sense to me that somebody would put on a uniform and a badge. And these guys are, I mean, most of these guys are adrenaline junkies, right? They're the kind of guys who win wars for you. They want to go get in a fight. They want to go put in their skills. These guys live to protect kids. Every cop I know does. They live to protect kids. We have, what was it, Chris? 11 of them stood in the hall with body armor on and long guns in their hands for an hour. Something about this doesn't make sense. And you can't pass this off as orders from the commander. That doesn't make sense at all. I will tell you right now. I mean, look, I was in the Marine Corps infantry, and I'm telling you right now, if we came up to a building and there was some guy in there killing kids, and our platoon commander said, "Sorry, boys, you're not going in." Yes, we are, sir. And if he tried to stop us from going in, I can't promise you he would still be alive. And I really mean that. That's just how we would have handled that. No, you don't get to stop me from saving children. I don't care who you think you are. There's something weird going on here. I don't know what it is. I'm officially creeped out, but yeah, there's something weird going on. And we're going to move on. Again, back to this cut I played you earlier about January 6th, to switch gears here real quick. Want to give credit to my man Tom Elliott for this. They're trying so hard to get us to not talk about the economic collapse that's all around
us. There's never been a bigger or more important story in American history than this.
This is the most important story in the history of the Republic.
These January 6th hearings are remarkable. They are riveting.
The hearings.
Are you starting to get weirded out about how hard they're trying to distract you? I am. All right, we'll get to the military stuff in a little bit, but I want to talk about something. Well, we'll get to Disney in a little bit and why CEOs are all screwed up. We have Selena Zito coming up in, 15 minutes from now. We're going to talk about the drug problem and everything else that's out there. But first, let's talk about something good. We talk about offense all the time, you and me. We want to start playing offense. Conservatism has only ever been about defense. No, you can't do that. Okay, you can do that a little bit. Oh, wait, that's not right. Oh, that's hypocrisy. That's all defense. What are you taking back? What ground are you taking back? You have to play offense to take back ground. You can't play defense and take back ground. What are you taking back? And I've expressed frustration over and over again after shootings like that terrible one in Buffalo and like the Uvalde shooting, how the GOP immediately gets together and starts working with Democrats on gun control. Oh, of course, they don't want as much gun control as the Democrats, but in the end, they decided, just like Democrats have decided, that the real problem is you have too much freedom. We have to figure out why do they have too much freedom? These unwashed peasants, they don't need that freedom. Let's get rid of their freedom. That's clearly the problem. That's always seems to be the problem, right? Pennsylvania, gosh, I love this so much. Headline, GOP lawmakers block an assault-style gun ban for those under 21. Now, maybe you're thinking, Jesse, that's defense. Oh, wait, there's more. They completely changed the bill into a constitutional amendment to allow people to carry concealed guns. The Democrats brought out a gun control bill, and the GOP legislature in Pennsylvania said, oh, yeah, gun control, good call. Oh, yeah, we'll definitely sign on for that gun control bill. And they changed it to being a bill that allowed you to carry more weapons and carry weapons easier. That's offense. Finally. Maybe, look, national GOP, I have very, very, very little hope for them. Very little hope for them. But state GOPs, this is why I tell you to pack up and move. State GOPs, they're getting more and more and more aggressive and playing more and more offense as we go along here. And remember, the state GOP, it's the minor leagues heading into the national. Speaking of guns, do you have your Hero non-lethal gun yet? And I guess I should also ask this. Do you have your Hero arrow yet? Remember, they have a brand new product now. You know about the Hero gun, of course. The laser sight. Doesn't need a concealed carry permit. It shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. It's awesome. You already know about that. I've talked to you about it a long time. They have a new product out. It's even smaller and more aerodynamic. It's the same shape as basically a TV remote. And it shoots this Pavo gel, this pepper gel. It has a double barrel of that. And it has a loud siren on there. The siren may be as important as the gel. You cook that thing off. Whoever's after you is going to take off. Get a Hero arrow. Have something in your pocket, in your purse, in your glove compartment that will allow you to protect yourself. And get one for someone you love. Your daughter, your mother, your wife, your husband. Make sure you can protect yourself. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We can go on a history vacation together, too. You remember that, Chris? Remember that? Next year, July. Next July, me and the fam, the wife, the kids, Chris, Michael, we're going on a 10-day history trip through the Holy Land. Masada and where Jesus walked and these sites and these sites. You can go with us. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse, and that takes you to the link there if you feel like coming along. It's going to be a blast. I have no idea how many people are going to come along. I'm going to have to cap it at some point, but either way, it's going to be sweet. All right. Before I get into more of this stuff here, I have a confession to make. You remember yesterday? You were listening last night, I'm sure. In case you weren't listening to last night, I was suffering during the show, suffering a lot. I mean, it was heroic what I was doing during the show. The wife is one of these, you know, she was a gymnast, so she's one of these weirdo health freaks. I want vegetables and stuff like that. She decided we should try a 2-day juice cleanse. And in case you don't know what that is, you just drink all these juices that they make from fruits and veggies. And actually didn't taste that bad, most of them. One of them tasted like beets, so that was bad. But beyond that, it was okay. All right, now, by the time the show kicked off last night, you may remember, I had had only juice all day long. I didn't have any bacon and eggs. I didn't have a double cheeseburger at lunch. I didn't have pizza delivered to the studio. I didn't no steak, no Mexican food. It was just juice all day long. And I want to express, I was doing okay. I wasn't thrilled. Now, don't roll your eyes, Chris. I wasn't thrilled. I was doing okay. All right, what, Chris? It did not look like I was about to kill Michael. I just didn't feel like that was the appropriate time to show off all the stuff he bought for the studio for the grocery store at the time. I don't need to see your white cheddar Cheez-Its when I'm here suffering. We'll set that aside for a minute. Anyway, I was in a fine mood no matter what Chris says. I was doing okay. Now, let's pause right there for a moment. When the show started, I want to make sure I remind everyone, I lasted like 10, at this point it had been like 10 hours of nothing but juice. Stop, Chris, 10 hours is impressive. It had been nothing but juice. Now, let's pause on the juice for a moment. You do know that I live in Houston. It's really hot here and humid in the summertime. Breaking news. This year, it's extra hot. In fact, yesterday was a record high. What was the date yesterday? The 20th, Chris? June 20th? I think it was 20th. Yesterday was a record high. Record high. And if you've been listening to the show, you also know the air conditioning in the building we're in is out. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but we have fans cooking all through the office right now. I'm sitting here. I might as well be in a swimming pool. I'm just sitting here in a vat of my own sweat. What, Chris? I have to get this off my chest. So here's what happened yesterday. We kick off the show, and I'm going strong, right? I'm made of juice by this point in time. And we're juicing, and we're juicing, and we're juicing our way through the show. I'm basically Jesse Juice Kelly at this point in time. And then it kept getting hotter and hotter and hotter as my intense body heat filled up the studio. What, Chris? It kept getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And so at one point in time, I stood up and I had sweat actually dripping down the back of my neck, dripping down my forehead. And I was so hungry at this point. And so it was more the heat than anything else. And so the show was just about to wrap up. And so I texted the wife and I said, hey, should we go get some Mexican food? And then she texted me back a bunch of words I can't say because it's a family show, but she wasn't that pleased about that. And the basic gist of it was, what in the world? We're juicing today. And so I said, yeah, we juiced today. I mean, that doesn't have to be the whole day. We can start again at maybe breakfast tomorrow and see how long we last. But in case you're wondering how the juicing is going, I did end up going out and I had an enchilada and some fajitas last night, and I did have some chips and queso with it. And when that was all done, I did get some fried ice cream. Actually, in full disclosure, Chris, you've never had fried ice cream. It's the greatest thing in the history of the world, and people don't even know it exists. This particular place, they crunch up Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and don't ask me how they make it because it comes out cold, right? They crunch up Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and they wrap it around a big ball of vanilla ice cream, and they fry it. And then when they bring it to you, they have it sitting in like this bowl, this edible bowl you can eat, and they drizzle some chocolate sauce over the top of it, and it kind of melts. Obviously, they set it down. It's ice cream. It begins to melt and get softer and softer. Chris, it's the greatest thing ever. I'm not sure if it's kosher. Can you people eat ice cream? Are you allowed? You can eat ice cream? I'm telling you, man, it's legit. At what? You said the juice cleanse isn't going well. No, I feel like it's going great. I feel awesome today. I feel like that juice cleanse was highly, highly successful, and I've never felt better. So I don't know why people are saying you failed, you failed, you failed. How did I fail when I feel great today? I feel like that's the whole point of the juice cleanse. I feel good, Chris. I feel like we nailed it, really. Did you hear John Kirby, Pentagon spokesman? Remember, he was former Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, but then the White House hired Corinne Diversity Hire, and that's how this is going.
I mean, the president has been very clear in making sure that he does everything that he can to alleviate the pain that American families are feeling when it comes to.
President's out there trying to elevate those gas prices. So, of course, they call John Kirby. John, we have a diversity hire over here, and she can't talk. We need you to take over most of these press conferences. And it is interesting what John Kirby had to say about Ukraine and small arms.
Tanks and all that. All those big-ticket items that the Ukrainians say they need, and it's true they do. But what they'll also tell you is that the bullets and the small arms are making a big difference every single day, because the fighting in the Donbass is close combat. A lot of long-range fires, lots of artillery, no question. But there, it's a lot of small arms combat, too. So we forget about that. It's an important set of defense articles and systems that we've been sending to Ukraine, and we're going to continue to do it for as long as we can.
Man, that is so interesting. That's such great news. So the civilian population owning small arms and ammo appears to be very successful taking on a very modern, tyrannical, invading army. Man, that is so interesting, don't you think, Chris? I think that kind of information may be useful to us, don't you? Selena Zito is going to join us next. We have solar problems. Apparently, there are feminine product problems. We'll get to that. And then we're talking Disney. Hang on.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research and it ends up I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff.
Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now is the fantastic columnist Selena Zito, author. Selena, you always give us a good perspective on Middle America, on the Rust Belt swing states that win or lose elections. I'm going to get a couple updates from you on a couple things you wrote first, though. You wrote something in the Post-Gazette about solar farms. I think a lot of people, when they picture solar panels or solar power, they picture a panel on a building or something somewhere. I don't think people even know what solar farms are. What are they?
Okay, so solar farms are this attempt to massively garner solar energy for communities, much in the same way that coal or, and or natural gas or nuclear has done in the past. And they're usually done on several hundred acres, and there's thousands of them. The one in particular that I wrote about is in Portage, Pennsylvania. That's near Johnstown. And there are 700 acres, and there's almost 300,000 solar panels. Well, there would be 300,000 solar panels, except there's no panels there. There's only the rods to place them on because they can't get the solar panels.
Okay, all right. Now, hold on. Let's pause on that for a moment. Why can't they get the solar panels?
Because they're made in China.
Oh.
And there's a couple of things going on. Most importantly, or most recently, that the Biden administration, which, by the way, is, if you're not familiar with it, that the Biden administration has mandated that this that there is a certain percentage of solar powered energy in each state, and you know, and has made this sort of part of every part of government is all about climate change and using renewables. And the same time, he put a tariff on and everything coming from China that has to do with solar panels. So the solar panels can't even get here. And so it's created not only a problem for this particular solar farm, but for over 300 of them across the country, with many of them just scrapping their projects because it's going to be 1 to 2 years before they ever get their panels. Now, the Biden administration just lifted that tariff, but it's still going to take well over a year for the panels to get here. And there's another thing he did at the same time that he lifted the tariff is he instituted a Defense Act that sort of forces American companies to manufacture solar panels, except that's at least 10 years down the road before that can happen. And, oh, by the way, we still have to get the minerals from China to produce the panels. Even if we made every single piece of the panel here in the United States, you still needed the minerals from China, and that presents a completely different problem because of the slave labor that they use to mine the minerals.
Okay, again, we're speaking with the great author and columnist Selena Zito. Okay, well, that all sounds really terrible. In the meantime, though, are we at least maintaining the energy sources we do have?
Oh, no. So the coal-fired power plants, that's where the coal goes from the mine to the plant and produces energy that goes into businesses and homes and grids that powers up electricity, that they're all shutting down. It's been mandated that they get shut down. And so we're in a whole lot of trouble here. And the expectation is it's going to be normal to have rolling blackouts this summer, not abnormal.
Hold on. Selena, did you just say it's going to be normal where? Everywhere? Pennsylvania?
In particular, the Midwest. They're predicting a summer of blackouts, which sounds like a lot of fun. I mean,
good grief.
It sounds like a great time, especially if you're having a heat wave, right?
Okay. Well, that all sounds pretty terrible. Selena, we'll get to your mac and cheese recipe here in just a moment. But first, I'm going to say something I swear I've never once said on this show. Let's talk about tampons. Selena, what's going on?
There is a severe shortage of tampons, much in the way that there were shortages with baby formula. This has a lot to do with the inability to get the products needed to make the tampons, but also have to do with transportation costs, lack of people working. And it's all led to this crisis, which, by the way, we knew that the administration has known about since April, and yet they have done absolutely nothing to sort of warn consumers about or, you know, put something, you know, pay attention to this crisis. I mean, it's not like a woman can say, well, you know, I'm just not going to have my period this month because I can't get tampons. Like, it doesn't work that way. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's another crisis.
Selena, I'm going to ask a question, and believe me when I tell you, this is rare for me. I'm going to be as delicate as humanly possible. And with the knowledge that there are a bunch of children who listen to the show, which I love, I'll ask you to be delicate too, which I know you will. Are there other options for women? Because like you said, it's coming once a month anyway. Believe me, I have a wife. I know it comes once a month. Is there another option here for women?
There are options. There are other options. There are sanitary napkins. However, they also while they are not in the position of being a shortage in the severity that it is with tampons, they're made much of the same product minus the plastic, and getting a hold of cotton is very difficult right now. And the price is insane. Price is insane. I went to go on Amazon just to see what it would cost. You know, like, I need to get them tomorrow. So I went on. It was $54 for a box of 86.
Good grief. This is bloody ridiculous. All right. Now, your mac and cheese recipe. You sent me a picture the other day. How do I make that?
So you need some cream, butter, a little bit of cornstarch, and your favorite cheddar cheese. Some people like to use a Velveeta, and you just sort of take the cream and the butter and the cornstarch. You mix it all together until it's thick and bubbly. You add your cheddar or your Velveeta cheese or whatever your cheese is of choice, and then you mix it together with whatever pasta is your favorite, and then you bake it until it's nice and bubbly and crispy on top.
Oh, man. I think you and I both know I'm a Velveeta man. Selena Zito, yeah. Please tell them where they can sign up for your newsletter, please, before I let you go.
Oh, please do. It's selenazito.com, SalenaZito. You sign up for my emails. They're free, they're fun, and they're not fattening.
Selena, I hate to do this and put you on the spot, but is there a chance you could include your mac and cheese recipe in the next newsletter?
I would absolutely do that. If enough people email me about it, it's happening.
Selena Zito, you're the best. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, brother. See ya.
All right. Well, I've been teasing it for a long time. I'm finally, I swear on my life, going to get to this great news about Disney and why corporations are insane. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can watch me do the show. You can watch me sit here and sweat miserably because the AC is broken. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up if you want that. I still love this from Biden. It's great. Hey, look, the important thing is we're trying to make up my mind.
The recession's even more likely than ever.
Not the majority of them are saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is. I was talking to Larry Summers this morning. And there's nothing inevitable about a recession. I think we're going to be able to do it.
Nothing inevitable. It's fine. And so Joe Biden's out there today flirting with possibly lifting the gas tax. You know our energy secretary, Granholm, this woman's a full-blown communist, right? Trying to wreck us. They asked her about, hey, how about maybe giving the people some relief with the gas tax? She basically said, relief? Who wants relief? I'm trying for
the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary.
Pressed the wrong one, Chris. Shut up. This was one.
He's not doing everything that he can do. One option is to pause the national gas tax. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't that happened yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the tools. The first and foremost, we want to increase supply. We also want to take a look at consumer relief directly.
Right,
and
but that is 18 cents per gallon.
18 cents?
That's a lot when you add it up. So why not do it now?
It is, and it's certainly one of the things the president is evaluating. I know this is what's been happening in many states as well. Honestly, the whole array of tools are still being pressed. He's used the biggest tool that he has, but he's obviously very concerned about this continued upward pressure on prices.
What's he waiting for? On the gas tax?
Well, I mean, part of the challenge with the gas tax, of course, is that it funds the roads. And we just did a big infrastructure bill to help fund the roads. So if we remove the gas tax, that takes away the funding that was just passed by Congress to be able to do that. So, you know, that's one of the challenges, but I'm not saying that that's off the table. That is, as prices continue to rise, that's certainly something the administration is considering, just like I know governors across the country are considering that.
We already passed a massive infrastructure bill that wasn't paid for, even though we were told it's paid for. And now, in order to back off from this gas tax, they have to remove a major funding source for a bill we couldn't afford anyway. They have wrecked everything, and their insane communist religion prevents them from fixing any of it. There is no relief coming. Golly, let's get to a couple emails here. Yo, Jesse, thanks for being a positive addition to my name. I talked with my dime wife, and we have settled on a local family grocery store. We will not be supporting Walmart anymore. The new store is owned by a family that attends our church. It will cost more money, but I'm happy to spend it. I must say I am happy to have a wife on the same page. Love the show, boys. Listen, we have to fight these corporate wars. I'm going to talk about Disney here in a minute, but Walmart just looked at you and your beliefs and they gave you the finger. What are you going to do about it? I brought up MyPillow several times. That's what they did. They kicked Mike Lindell and MyPillow out of the store. For his challenges on the election, they kicked Mike Lindell out of the store. What are you going to do about it? Are you still going to go waltz into Walmart tonight? Or are you going to let them know with your dollars what you think about that? And remember, it's not just abstaining from spending money with people who hate us. It's making sure we do spend money with people who share our values. Your local grocery store. MyPillow. I mean, do you think now might be a good time to go buy something from MyPillow? They got my slippers $90 off. 90 bucks off for the greatest slippers ever. And you can say thank you. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the code Jesse. Gets you 90 bucks off my slippers. I don't even want you to buy them because they're the best slippers ever. I want you to buy them to say thanks to Mike. I appreciate him, man. They're rare. They're a rare breed out there. Or maybe you're maybe you're on the road. Call 800-845-0544. Just tell him Jesse told you to call. You get the same discount. But we have to keep doing this. Why? Because we're starting to get wins. I'm going to read this from my buddy Clay Travis, obviously of Clay and Buck. You may know that. This was his saying. Disney stock is now the same price, $94 a share, as it was on January 5th, 2015. That's 7.5 years of complete immobility on the stock price. You understand that Disney's stock has lost something like 50% of its value in the last 6 months to a year? Do you understand how devastating that is? There are now calls to from the big shots at Disney. They're calling to remove the pay from the CEO. Do you understand how wonderful that is? And do you understand why this is happening? It's happening because of you. This is the thing. We have to fight a million of these tiny little battles, and we don't get instant gratification. When you go home tonight and you tell your kids, hey, kids, I'm sorry. I know you love the Marvel superhero movies and stuff like that. No, we're not going to see the new Doctor Strange movie. We're not going to see the new Lightyear movie. And we're canceling Disney Plus. And your kids are saying, come on, Mom, please. Dad, come on, I love that show. I was watching the new one. And you say, no, son. No, daughter. We are going to put our money where our morals are. We're going to cancel it. We're going to cancel it because they put out filth we don't like. And you're just going to have to find something better. We'll find something different as a family to do. And you walk over to your television and you pick up the remote and you cancel Disney. Do you get some kind of standing ovation? Am I standing there at your door right as soon as you cancel? Am I standing there? Hey, Bob, can I come in? I just want to congratulate you all. That's so great. Let me give you a hug. Good work. No. No one's writing articles about you, celebrating you. The second you cancel, Disney doesn't shut its doors. Disney doesn't change direction and stop pushing this filth. No. However, eventually you win if we keep choosing to fight these battles. It's not an instant gratification game. You're the reason Disney is getting their clock cleaned. You're not going to Disney parks. You're not going to the new Marvel movies. You've decided, I don't want my kids having LGBTQ Air Force stuff shoved in their face at Disney movies, and you've walked away, and their stock is taking a beating because of it. Their CEO might not last a year. The Lightyear movie bombing at the box office may be the final straw. Keep going. Keep going. And keep improving. And remember, when I talk to you about this, I'm always pointing a finger at myself, too. Don't think for a second I have managed to purge everything out of my life that is made by a company that hates my guts. I'm trying. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get better about banking, investments. I'm trying to get better about clothes. As you can see here on the simulcast, I'm not exactly a fashion guru, but I'm trying to get better about clothes. So many of these clothing companies are garbage now. I don't look them up before I buy something. If I need a shirt, which I always keep, a solid 5-6 shirt rotation, not to brag or anything like that. But if I see a shirt and my other one has too many holes in it and the wife threw it away, I just go buy the shirt. And you know how many times I've been burned by that? Oh, nice. I'm going to get those socks. And then I look up the company or I'll see something a month later and it's the exact product I just bought. So again, I'm not judging. Let's keep going though. Keep being purposeful. Keep moving forward. We can do this. We're getting wins. But why do we still get losses from time to time? We'll talk about that in a moment. We're going to get to a bunch of emails and some rough, rough military news. Hang on. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.